Welcome to episode 634 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Since late February, we have been airing a series called Perspectives on Easter, which is focused on the people who played both major and minor roles in the Easter narrative, as well as the relevant places, practices, artifacts, and traditions related to Easter. We have almost wrapped up that series. Thank you for listening and supporting us over these past several weeks. On Monday, we hope that you will join us for a new series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. For today, we want to speak for a few moments about crucifixion. Crucifixion involves nailing or tying a person to a wooden cross or another form of wooden structure and leaving them to die, often from a combination of asphyxiation, dehydration, and exposure. Crucifixion-like practices have been documented among ancient civilizations like the Persians, Egyptians, Assyrians, and Scythians. The Assyrians and Babylonians were known to impale their victims on sharp stakes as a form of execution, which can be considered a precursor to crucifixion. Crucifixion was widely used by the Persian Empire, circa 6th to 4th century BC, as a method of execution and humiliation for both criminals and prisoners of war. It is believed that the Persians were the first to use the cross-like structure for crucifixion. The Romans adopted crucifixion as a method of execution and extensively used it for slaves, rebels, and enemies of the state. It was considered a particularly humiliating and painful form of capital punishment, often reserved for the lowest social classes and those who threatened Roman authority. Roman crucifixions were usually carried out publicly to serve as a deterrent to others. For example, in 71 BC, the Roman slave and gladiator Spartacus led a slave revolt against the Roman Republic. When the rebellion was crushed, Spartacus was crucified along with 6,000 of his followers along the Appian Way. While the crucifixion of Jesus is the most famous and significant one, there are other well-known crucifixions in history, although not all of them carry the same level of fame. Here are some notable crucifixions after Jesus. 1. Peter, the Apostle. According to Christian tradition, Peter was crucified upside down in Rome around 64 AD during the reign of Emperor Nero, as he felt unworthy to die in the same manner as Jesus. 2. Andrew, the brother of Peter. Another apostle of Jesus, Andrew was crucified sometime between 60 and 70 AD on an X-shaped cross, which later became known as the St. Andrew's Cross. He was martyred in Patras, Greece. 3. Philip. A disciple of Jesus and one of the 12 apostles, Philip was crucified around 80 AD and later stoned to death in the city of Hierapolis in modern-day Turkey. 4. Simon the Zealot. Simon, one of Jesus' apostles, was said to have been crucified in Persia in about 65 AD while spreading the Christian faith. 5. Bartholomew, also known as Nathanael. In about AD 70, this apostle of Jesus was allegedly flayed alive and then crucified in Armenia. 6. James the Less, also known as James the Just, the brother of Jesus. Although not definitively proven, some accounts suggest that James, a leader of the early Christian church in Jerusalem, was crucified after being thrown from the pinnacle of the temple sometime around 62 AD. 7. The Zealot leader Menahem. Menahem was a Jewish rebel leader during the First Jewish-Roman War. After being captured by rival Jewish factions, he was tortured and crucified sometime in 64 AD. Please note that some of these crucifixions lack clear historical evidence or have conflicting accounts, so the details may vary depending on the source. These are just a few examples of famous crucifixions in history, but many others have taken place over the centuries, often as a form of punishment for rebellion or political dissent. Crucifixion was a common form of punishment in ancient Rome, particularly for slaves, rebels, and those considered to be enemies of the state. It was a particularly brutal and humiliating form of execution that served as a warning to others not to challenge the authority of the empire. While the exact number of crucifixions during the Roman Empire is unknown, it is believed to have been a widespread practice. Some estimates suggest that tens of thousands of people were crucified during the time of the empire. Crucifixion was eventually abolished as a form of execution in Rome, possibly due to growing opposition from Christian groups who saw the crucifixion of Jesus as a particularly horrific event. By the 4th century AD, crucifixion had largely been replaced by other forms of execution, such as beheading or burning at the stake. While crucifixion has not been a common method of execution in the last 1,000 years, there have been some instances where Christians have been crucified for their faith. Here are a few examples. In 1480, a group of Franciscan friars were crucified in Otranto, Italy, by Ottoman soldiers who had captured the city. The friars refused to convert to Islam and were executed as a result. In the 19th century, during the Taiping Rebellion in China, several Christian missionaries and those who had converted to the faith were reportedly crucified by rebels who opposed Christianity. In modern times, reports have emerged of ISIS militants crucifying Christians in Syria and Iraq as part of their campaign of terror against religious minorities in the region. While these instances are relatively rare, they serve as a reminder of the ongoing persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in various parts of the world. 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." In today's fast-paced world, with its relentless pursuit of progress and innovation, it can be easy to lose sight of the eternal significance of the cross. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ may seem like an ancient event, distant from our modern lives. However, the cross remains at the heart of the Christian faith and holds unparalleled relevance for every believer today. The cross symbolizes God's ultimate sacrifice for humanity. Through Jesus' death, we are reminded of the depth of God's love for us, a love so profound that he was willing to offer his only Son to save us from our sins. The cross also signifies God's victory over sin and death, as Jesus' resurrection from the grave offers hope for eternal life to all who believe in him. Furthermore, the cross serves as a reminder of the humility and selflessness that Jesus exemplified throughout his life. In Philippians 2:5-8, the Apostle Paul encourages us to adopt the same mindset as Christ, who willingly emptied himself and took on the nature of a servant, even to the point of death on the cross. As believers, we are called to imitate Jesus' example of sacrificial love, serving others, and putting their needs before our own. Lastly, the cross is an enduring symbol of God's grace and forgiveness. No matter how great our sins, the blood of Jesus shed on the cross has the power to cleanse and redeem us. In a world that often highlights our failures and shortcomings, the cross serves as a constant reminder that we are loved, forgiven, and accepted by God. We have come to the second to last day of our series, Perspectives on Easter. To experience the relevance of Easter in our lives throughout the year and not just during Lent, Passion Week, or Easter Sunday, let us reflect on the depth of God's love, sacrifice, and victory over sin and death through Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Allow this truth to permeate our hearts and minds, strengthening our faith and trust in Him. Embrace humility and selflessness, seeking opportunities to serve others in our daily lives. As we follow Jesus' example, let us love and care for those around us, demonstrating God's grace and compassion. Rest in the assurance of God's forgiveness, allowing the cross and the empty tomb to remind us that we are redeemed and loved, regardless of our past mistakes. In response to this grace, let us strive to live lives that honor and glorify God. Father, thank you for the message of the cross, which is the power of God for us who are being saved. Help us to remember the eternal significance of Jesus' sacrifice and to live lives that reflect His humility, love, and grace. May the cross always be at the center of our faith as we seek to honor you in all that we do. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.